Good morning and shalom. We want to thank God for his faithfulness in our lives. What a joy to take time and understand ourselves, or to understand the bride of Jesus Christ here on earth. The book of Ephesians have proved to be a very credible message. We thank God for people like Paul, whom you revealed this mystery, and he also was able to write it for our encouragement and our knowledge, so that we may be able to live as Christ desired. We have established that Paul, as a great man, as a great author, was able to write to the church at Ephesus, his beloved. God had used Paul and Apollos, Aquilas and Priscilla to beget this church at Ephesus, or to present the good news to them. They were able to, Paul, together with the rest, was able to reveal or to display God's grace and to speak to them and help them understand who they were. He spoke to them about Jesus Christ, spoke to them about the presence of the Holy Spirit, he spoke to them about the presence of himself, and how they could be able to defeat the power of Goddess Diana's. This was the idol worship. And at one time, the Bible says, when they came to the knowledge of Jesus, they left the worship of Diana and witchcraft, and they burnt the books in which they were using to learn how to do magic art. And the wealth was so huge. So discover that some people tried to do the same, sons of Sceva, who did not have a relationship with Christ, and they were beaten by demons. And from there, we also discovered that Demetrius, who was leading a group of men and women to do trade for the god of Diana's, or for the idol worship, to sell articles of worship, sorcery, when he discovered how people had left that worship and come to Jesus, they instigated chaos and riots in Ephesus, and they lays there and they chanted for over 2 hours that great is the god of Diana's. But after the riot was over, we discover that's Acts 19:20, Paul asked the church to come together so that he may encourage them. Then Paul left this church and he called the elders, and he set them off. It was a set of a celebration where he let the elders know that he to know his past, his present, and his future, and he gave the mantle for them to run the church. Then Paul went to Jerusalem and then to Rome, where he was imprisoned for 2 years, across for 2 years of, or even the first 2 years, and then he'll be imprisoned later on the same place. Now, while he was in prison, people like Tychicus and others, as we discover, came to him and told him about the church. And the church, Paul decided to write to the church at Ephesus, and he focused on three themes. Theme number one, you who follow our Lord Jesus Christ, that is you, the bride of Jesus, you are wealthy. You are blessed with all wealth. You have been entrusted with all wealth. The wealth of God belongs to you. That was the message. You follow Christ, you are blessed. You are rich. God's riches has been transferred to you. All this wealth is yours. And what is this wealth? This wealth is that he loved you, is that he has chosen you before time to belong to himself. He has given you a destiny. He has adopted you to become his sons, to become the family of God, heirs of God and co-heir with Christ. He has also called you from where we were, dead in our sins. Then not only that, he has also given us all the mysteries. He has given us the mystery, has revealed the mystery. And the mystery is that we as the church, we are made of both Jews and Gentiles equally. And Christ dwells in us by his spirit. And we have the purpose, or God's purpose for us, is to display his glorious power here on earth. So that is the will of God, that we are one. God dwells in us as a home, as a family, as a body, as a temple. He dwells here inside us, Christ being the cornerstone and supported by other corners of prophets and apostles. Now here in chapter 4, especially from verses 11 going downwards, we learn about the walk, because the first theme was about the wealth. So the second theme was about the walk. How do you walk now that you are wealthy? Change your walk. Change the way you walk. Rich people walk differently from poor people. And he has talked about chapter 4 and 5 and part of us of 6 of Ephesians about the walk. This walk is very critical, and we want to learn deeply about it. Then not only that, chapter 6, then he talked about you have also to guard, do warfare. So the 3 W, do warfare because of the wealth, so that you can be able to walk in this dark world. So here in chapter 4, Paul starts to talk about the wealth. No, about the walk according to the wealth. So he said, walk worthy your calling. Walk worthy your calling. And particularly, we are looking at different of the responsibilities of different stakeholders. He said a stakeholder is anybody who has interest for the church, including herself. And at least we have got 4 stakeholders. And we want to discover how they contribute to the work of the church worthiness. The church is not worthy by itself, it's worthy because of Christ. The first stakeholder is the church herself. What is her contribution to this work? We discover in verses 1 to 10 what the church should do, should be humble, should be gentle, should be forgiving, should be upholding, should make sure that they do their work or they do their portion. Number 2, we also discovered the place of Christ. The place of Christ is he gave gifts. Of course, Christ died, number 1. That is his work. Of course, Christ has revealed all the message and has blessed the church. That is his portion. But here, in chapter 4, he is given the gifts. And those are the gifts now we want to see. So the second, the third stakeholder is the place of the gifts he has given. That is the Christ workers. The responsibility of the fivefold ministries or the gifts to the new community, the church. And of course, the fourth part of stakeholder is the evil workers, which we'll be looking at much later. Now, here in verses 11, Paul talks about the gifts Jesus had given. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. I want you to see, Christ has given this to the church. The apostle, we said, that is to govern the church. The prophets, that is to guide the church. The evangelist, that is to gather the church. The pastors, that is to gird the church. The teachers, that is to ground the church. He gives all this. The responsibility generally is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. You see, the responsibility is to equip God's people. So these fivefold gifts, they are meant to build the whole of God's church. The church is when we come together, when two or three gather together for the sake of Christ. Christ is in them, and that becomes the church. So their responsibility is to build these people, is to build us, is to build them, so that that church becomes complete. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that will be mature in the Lord. So this building continues so that the church gets to unity in our faith. The unity of faith is very critical. The unity of the knowledge of Christ, the knowledge that we all know God, that we all know God's Son, that we all have the faith in him, that we are mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. We measure up to the full and mature standard of Christ. We become like Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. You see, it's about building. We will not be like children. We are not going to walk like immature like children. Why? These children are the ones who are tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. Now, I want you to see that there will come new teaching as the church follows Jesus Christ. But for her to become mature, not to become like children, like babies who are tossed by every wind of teaching. It's called every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies. So clever, they sound like truth. You know, there are lies that look so clever, like truth. Paul says the work of the fivefold gifts is to equip this so that we are not children. We can be able to walk, and we will be able to identify them. We identify all those tricks of the enemy, those spirit of the, you know, the enemy. Instead, we'll be able to speak the truth in love, you know, growing in every way and more like Christ, who is the head of the body. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So I want you to see that Paul is desiring to see that this fivefold gift would help the church lead it to grow and become what God is looking. It's also helping us to understand that with the authority of our Lord Jesus, I say this, live no longer like Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have crossed their minds and handed their hearts against him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what we learned about Christ. So we continue to get empowered that we can be able to work as a team and The fivefold ministry has got a place. Father, we thank you for giving us the gifts. Thank you for men and women who are gifts to the church. Help us to love them. Help us to honor the gifts of God. Help us to honor our pastors, our bishops, to honor our leaders in the church, and not to give them trouble, and to let them rule us and guide us, and to govern us and to gather us, and to guard us and to ground us. In Christ Jesus. Amen.